The word simple reactive OOP, or the trouble with today's programming. Programming languages do not deliver as much as one would hope. They can do everything, but never in the simplest of ways. To get one thing done, especially under OOP, requires three or often more lines of code. And to automate this is one of the biggest mistakes in programming. Dynamic programming, where you create flow control at runtime, quickly becomes a mess in larger projects. Not automating things, however, is also a mess. Dynamic programming creates spaghetti flow at runtime. Not automating what needs to get done quickly creates walls of unreadable code. Macros are a solution. This is a code generation strategy. But you will always wrestle them unless they are part of the language spec. Programming languages are good at what they do. And I'm sorry to say this, but they are not there to help you. They are there to get stuff done. And certainly, they are not there to help you with code readability. That language is yet to be created. Reality is such that we live in a world where stuff needs to get done quickly, reliably, without creating confusion, and still remain friendly, easy, simple, and readable. Come on, you know we need this. Every programming language should ship, therefore, with reactive OOP. Object-oriented programming is some other things that they teach you about in college. But first and foremost, it is an abstraction layer over the syntax of your programming language. A layer that works by creating a neat and readable dotted notation. But reactive OOP is, in fact, a tall order. I think it may just be an undiscovered country. It must allow for fine-grained property configuration to ensure security, an invariant-style constraint system to ensure integrity, a rare find, and observability. Observability to notify subscribers. It is so critical that the program reacts to data changes. Notifications should come in before data change, as with cross-cut concerns, during data change, and when lists change, especially when they alter. Now, list changes are as simple as created, removed. It is a really simple system on the surface. And someday, we should ask for automated lifecycle management, one that is well integrated with the programming language's own garbage collection. Cludge. Cludge, the many programmers are thinking. Cludge. Alas, times are changing. This is no longer about your Gefingerpoken and Blinkenlichten. This is the new world where you need to write your code and move on. And when you come back, you still find it reasonably readable. But really, it's all about data changes and a system that allows for inheritance. It is the programming languages, not the frameworks, that must react to changing data. Precisely because programming languages are in charge of the syntax and can make macro-like functionality that is in tune with the rest of the language. Finally, this is not an explosion of complexity, just simple and lightweight change reporting of strings and arrays layered over OOP and the beautiful syntax it offers. Again, this is all about programs being easy to write and pleasant to read. It is not okay to write your program on top of a framework that somehow simplifies the language. That's the language's job. Here, you are writing two programs, the framework and your application, and then the result is bound to the first. Perhaps it is time to consider that a range of frameworks is not a sign of a healthy ecosystem, that absence of frameworks would be a sign of a well-made language. OOP does go far. It is a good idea, in the right direction, but without reactivity at its core, it will always drag large projects down. My own solution for these large shortcomings is the oldest one, string macros. A readable line of text describing the necessary code and a matching preprocessor. One that converts the terse notation into that unreadable, long-winded code that the programming language desires. The project will remain readable. The code will run just fine. But we don't need any more simple and fast languages. We now need higher level languages, such as reactive OOP, with a beautiful and well integrated macro layer.